Okay, that was so that was Jay Rhythm, the number second song of the year, of course. And of course, before we get to the number one segment, number one song of the year, of course, PM Dawn didn't have any songs on this year and Countdown. Of course, Tiffany didn't either. So we're gonna play Tiffany first with I Think I'm Alone Now, her song from the 80s, followed by PM Dawn with Set Adrift and Memory Bliss. Just to recap the great year we had, and here's those two songs.
Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone. out there. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes. Baby, you send me out. Baby, you send me out. Set adrift on the river. Baby, you send me out. Baby, you send me out. Set adrift on the river. A careless whisper from a careless man. A neutron dance for a neutron fan. Marionette strings are dangerous things. A thought of all the trouble that'll bring. An eye for an eye, a spy for a spy. Rubber bands expand in a frustrating sigh. Tell me that she's not dreaming. She's got an ace in the hole that doesn't have meaning. Reality used to be a friend of mine. Cause complete control, I don't take too kind. Christina Applegate, you gotta put me on. But guess whose piece of the cake was Jack Thorne? She broke a wishbone and wished for a sign. I told the whispers in my heart were fine. What did she think she could do? I feel for her, I really do. And I stared at the ring finger on her hand. I wanted her to be a big PM Dawn fan, but I'll have to put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess. Baby, you send me out. 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 Set adrift on the river. Baby, you send me out. Baby, you send me out. Set adrift on the river. So you.
Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and thank you for letting me interview you tonight.
Derek, you have beautiful children. What is your wife's name?
Rola.
You and Rola have beautiful children. I'm looking at them here. absolutely beautiful. He looks like Barack Obama.
Thank you.
Barack Hussein Ali Akbar. Oh, Obama. Just a regular American.
Let me ask you a question. You go on the road a lot, you know, you're taping for your new HBO special.
I'm writing the material, I go into these small clubs. Is this a Radio Shack tape recorder mini?
Yes, it is!
Jesus, this fucking can get you. Come on, man. I have a $100 device here. It's digital. Get with it.
Well, I bought it for Hanukkah, actually.
First of all, this Radio Shack device was made by a child in Mumbai, tied to a machine. You have to have a little conscience here.
What's your favorite part about going on tour?
Stealing the soap from the hotels, Derek.
That's mine, too.
Now, I don't go on the road much anymore. This is a wonderful little period of time in which I go back to my roots. Cabaret, a nightclub where they serve drinks and maybe food, like I started at Second City in 1965. When I want to write stuff, I go to the small clubs. I can't write it on my lucrative, what do they call them, corporate gigs. You know, I did the colonoscopy song for 2,000 gastroenterologists at Turner Field, Atlanta. Big money and all, that's not the place. I improvise a little, that's not the place to write my new stuff. So I go to the clubs, I've been in Nashville and Boston. Boston and Atlanta and Cleveland and Monticello, New York, and just, you know, and I'm continuing, and that's how I write the new repertoire. I've done 8 HBO specials.
Wow.
They're out on DVD set, a 4-DVD set, very cheap at Amazon.com, like $32-$33. It's a life of comedy from 1975 to 2005. I'm working on number 9 now for late next year. Yeah, there it is on tape, my whole career, right.
And now from doing like everything from radio to TV, movie, stand-up, what do you enjoy most about
Rola? I used to be very cute, you know, when I was young.
Really?
The girls used to have an eye.
Really?
Yes. And so in this set, you see me go from embryonic to geezer in one set.
So from doing stand-up to movies to television show, what's your favorite and why?
Stand-up comedy is my bread and butter. I write the stuff. I direct it pretty much. Bob Stein produces my HBO specials, the last 3. He'll produce this one. I'm sort of creatively isolated. I think of stuff and do it for audiences that don't look much about me. I love show business, but when the meter's off, I like to do other things and think of other things. I mean, just do nothing even. Doing it, been in show business 42 years.
So what do you like to do when you do nothing?
To finish your answer, I like movies, I always have, but even that, the thrill is off.
Sure.
After 40 movies or so, but it's fun. Theater is the one thing I would avoid now. It's just too strenuous. I do not want to show up 8 times a week to do the same thing over and over again. It's like, the old Italian deli where each sandwich is made by hand. Each time the show has to be done by hand. Now, there's something everyone loves about live performance, like my stand-up comedy or when you sing in front of a live audience. But it's one thing I've been on Broadway a number of times. I've been productive. That's the one thing I would sort of push aside. I have a book, The Amorous Busboy of Decatur Avenue, Simon & Schuster, and they would like me to do another one.
Would you?
Of course, I'd love to. The news hasn't hit me yet on the second book. The first one was about my life, age 9 to 25 in the Bronx. I got good notices. It's real literature. It's not...
Now, would you do music too? Because, of course, I was listening to you sing. I love your voice.
Yes, you have a great sense, great voice too when you sing.
Certainly, I can hide behind being... Thank you very much for the compliment. For a comedian, I certainly say, well, I love to do music in my work. Always have. I'm musical. Bob Stein was the perfect match for me. He's been with me for 24 years. I've had only 4 accompanists in 40 years. He is the most complete Eastman School of Music because I do symphony orchestra gigs.
Now, in your routine comedy, I mean, you mentioned a lot of actors you work with. Any favorite actor and actress that you work with and why?
Burt Reynolds was so much fun in Hooper. He was really cool before all that crap happened to him. He was terrific. I loved working with Adam Sandler and Don Cheadle.
Oh, and Rain Over Me.
I was just in another movie called Iron Abbey. It's also an excellent movie with Jason Alexander, Fred Willard, great people. Pacino, I worked with him in a movie called People I Know. It was intense. I knew him personally, and he's a great guy, and it was wonderful working with him. I worked with Glenn Close in a film in Canada. Some heavyweights, dramatic greats, and each of them were awed by my performance.
Is it tough doing a more dramatic role or comedic role? Is it difficult doing a comedic role or a dramatic role more?
Hey man, comedy, that's the difficult one, baby.
Well, I want to thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here. And I want to thank you again, Robert Klein, for letting me interview you today.
Yeah, beautiful too.
Yes.
Thank you, Derek and Royla.
Rola.
Yeah. Rola, I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine.
It's an unusual name. This is Robert Klein, and I believe you are losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. You may be losing a good deal more. Who knows? Derek, come.